So, according to the National Council on Aging, elder abuse includes physical abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, exploitation, neglect, and abandonment. Perpetrators include children, other family members, spouses, as well, of course, as staff at nursing homes, assisted living, and other facilities where elderly people live. Physical abuse is the infliction of physical pain or injury upon the older adult. Sexual abuse is touching, fondling, intercourse, or any other type of sexual activity with an older adult when the older adult is unable to understand, give consent, feels threatened, or is physically forced. Emotional abuse are verbal assaults, threats of abuse, harassment, or intimidation. Confinement is another type of elder abuse, which means restraining or isolating the older adult other than for medical reasons. Passive neglect is a caregiver's failure to provide an older adult with necessities, including food, shelter, clothing, or medical care. Then we've got willful deprivation, which means denying the elderly person medication, medical care, shelter, food, a therapeutic device that they may need, or physical assistance, or exposing that person to the risk of physical, mental, or emotional harm, except when the older competent adult has expressed a desire to go without such care. And then, of course, financial exploitation, which is misusing or withholding the older adult's resources.